This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Today, I am going to share with you my most embarrassing rock bottom moment. I got wasted and made a complete ass of myself at my brother's wedding. Now, obviously, there is a bigger story to this, so I'm going to actually start the story about a week and a half before the wedding. So a week and a half before my brother got married, I called things off with my ex-fiance. I had ended this relationship multiple times, but never actually had the full courage and confidence and self-worth to follow it through. There was always a fallout that I could not handle the guilt of, and I would take him back over and over and over again. And this time I was finally like, this is it. I'm done. And I remember we went away that next weekend to my sister's house for, I think it was Canada Day weekend, and I started getting these horrible text messages about this huge story of me leaving him for this other person that I honestly barely even knew. And I was just not in a good mental state at all. On top of that, that whole next week at work, my assistant was trying to convince me that I was actually in love with my male best friend. And him and I had been friends for as long as I could remember. He was literally my closest friend at that time. And if I'm totally honest, it really, really messed with my brain to the point that I was so all over the place emotionally. I had never really been alone before. And I was like, you know what? Like, maybe I am in love with this person. And I had a really hard time differentiating between romantic love and platonic love in that time because I was honestly just navigating heartache and fear and loneliness and all of the things that come with breaking up with someone that you've been with for years. So I was definitely in it. And then on top of that, we were doing the hair for the wedding, and the night before the wedding, my assistant, I had her stay here. She was coming to the wedding. My closest friends were coming to the wedding. Obviously, they were friends of the family. And that night before, she told me that her and my best friend were actually secretly dating. So to say that I was in my shit is definitely an understatement. I don't even know if I really slept that night because I had spent that entire week trying to navigate whether or not I was actually in love with this person. And then to get that bitch slap, if you will, of, okay, but actually we're dating, I didn't even know what to do with myself. And in hindsight, I probably should have bowed out of being in the wedding, or at least like been in the wedding and then gone the fuck home. But obviously, I was like, I can't not go to my brother's wedding. However, there's no excuse for how I acted after that. I pretty much just acted as if nobody else in the world existed beyond my story, and I completely drowned my sorrows by numbing them with copious amounts of alcohol, and I was hurt and obnoxious and argumentative. I think I argued with my best friend in the parking lot for hours that night, and I said a lot of things that I could not take back, and from what my family has told me, it wasn't really obvious, like, from inside the building, but I was not in a good place. I really just, I hit rock bottom, and on top of that, I spiraled into a depression for weeks after because I was too afraid to face pretty much anyone. I was so full of shame and guilt and just total utter embarrassment, and I'd also shut out a lot of the people, or lost a lot of the people that were closest to me that I would usually navigate these types of things with or lean on. But during this time of having to just be alone with myself and sit with my choices and my actions, even just beyond that one event, it was, honestly, it was a wild roller coaster of a ride, but I finally hit this moment where I was like, I'm fucking done putting myself into these situations where I don't feel good about my choices or my actions or who I'm showing up as. And looking back, I had been living in the victim for quite some time and living in excuse after excuse of why I had to stay there. And I know that on top of that, part of the problem was that I was also choosing to surround myself with people that validated those stories. People that were like, yeah, F those people, or yeah, you're right, and so-and-so sucks. And just like people that also loved living in the drama. And the drama wasn't supporting me. Living in that constant state of drama was constantly just depleting me and draining every bit of life that I had inside of me. So when I really chose to just, I don't want to say shut everyone out, but just to actually take time to be by myself with myself, I had to actually face the things that I resented about myself and that I really disliked or thought that I even hated about myself. And I had to learn that I was the only one that could forgive me, that I couldn't force other people to forgive me for the things that I said or for my actions, but I needed to learn how to forgive myself to move on. And up until this point, I didn't even actually believe in forgiveness. I thought it was just bullshit. I thought it was something that people just said, and it wasn't actually anything that you ever felt, because I didn't know how to forgive people. And in order to learn that, I learned that I had to learn to forgive myself first. And with that journey and learning to forgive myself very slowly, one little bit at a time, one word at a time, one version of me at a time, I also then started to learn how to love myself and learned that I actually hadn't loved myself up until that point. I had kind of pretended that I did or didn't even really think about it, just pushed it aside of like, oh yeah, sure, I love myself. I didn't. I really did not love myself. I didn't love any part of who I was showing up as or the choices I was making, who I was being in my life. So really slowly starting to learn that I could take my power back and I could learn to love myself exactly as I was, while also allowing that love for myself to shape who I was going to be moving forward, who I was going to surround myself with, what I was going to tolerate really pulled me out of this wild rut that I felt like I had just dug myself in that I didn't think I could ever get out of. So if you are holding on to past versions of you that you're like, there is no fucking way that I can ever forgive myself for that, let this be your permission to forgive those freaking versions of you from the past that you're still allowing to shape how you show up today. That resentment that you're carrying from the past, or all of those stories that you're like, no, this is unforgivable, or this is too embarrassing, I'm never going to share it. I am literally with you here, sharing this in front of the entire world, my rock bottom moment that I am sure there are still people out there that have not forgiven me for, but that I have forgiven myself for. And what matters most is that I have the awareness now to show up differently. I get to choose how the rest of my life unfolds. And you also get to choose at any fucking moment that you are going to 180 things, that you are going to change your perspective or your perception of things, and you are going to start rewriting the story. No, we cannot change the past, but we can change the present, which obviously will inevitably change our future and the timeline that we're on. So if you have been living in this regret or this embarrassment or this shame or guilt or lack of self-love or lack of self-worth, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue to put yourself in the spaces that make you feel small? Are you going to continue to surround yourself with the people that validate your bullshit excuses and keep you in that victim and keep your power elsewhere other than within yourself? Or are you going to step into that power and decide that you are going to do something to change it? Because you are the only one that can choose, babe. You know that. No one can swoop in and fix things or change things for you. You are the only person that gets to decide how the rest of your life unfolds. So much love to you, and I will talk to you on the next episode.